Good day, North Pole. Thank you for tuning into our first ever podcast. I'm Elf Stacy, and it's August 28th. Today, for your entertainment, I will be reading Chapter 1 of Lucrece Beale's Christmas story, Santa and the Pigwidgeon. But first, the weather and traffic reports. Right now, it's negative 45 degrees, but the expected high today will be a balmy negative 15, with a slight breeze of 10 miles per hour. Sunset will be around September 24th, and sunrise is scheduled for March 19th. Get out and enjoy the sunshine while you can. Now for a look at the morning commute. There is an overturned big rig in the right-hand lane of East I-80 at the Peppermint Street exit. The truck was carrying a load of sugar plums that have spilled onto the roadway, but Elf Trans is working hard to clear the spill and expects to have things running smoothly within the hour. Before we get to our story, I'd like to read an email sent to us from listener, veterinarian Elf Wanda. She says, "Hi, elves. Just wanted to remind you all that it is reindeer mating season. Please be sure to separate your bulls and cows to prevent fighting. When the new calves are born, let them have a few hours alone with their mothers to bond. If you notice any odd characteristics, such as red noses, please do not call attention to them, as this can cause low self-esteem in young reindeer. Vaccinate as soon as you can, as they do not have any immunities for the first 3 months. When they are a few weeks old, start introducing solid foods like grains, hay, and pellets into their diets. One more thing. Although Arctic foxes look cute and cuddly, they are wild animals. Please do not attempt to make them pets." Well, thank you, veterinarian Elf Wanda, for your sage advice. Now it's time for our story. Santa and the Pigwidgeon by Lucrece Beale, Chapter 1. Many years ago, there lived a man who had an extraordinary love for children. Claus, as he was then called, lived in a village on a mountainside in a faraway land. He and his wife had no little ones of their own, but their house was always filled with girls and boys. Claus liked it that way. He told stories, he made up songs, he kept the cookie jar filled. He carved tiny wooden toys and gave them to the children. He was always giving them little gifts, especially at Christmas time. He scarcely had time to do his real work, which was to make shelves and chairs and beds to sell to the villagers. People could not understand how Claus could spend so much time playing with children. He never seemed to worry about making a living. Then one day some boys playing in Claus's attic found a fat black purse. The purse clinked when the boys shook it. They went home and told their parents that Claus had a treasure of gold in his attic. Now gold had never been seen in that faraway place, and everyone was amazed. All the villagers went to the Claus house and told him what they had heard. They asked if they could see the treasure and merely feel the gold in their fingers. "I have no gold," exclaimed Claus. "But the purse," urged a villager. "Can't we even see the purse?" Claus went to the attic and came back with the black leather purse. The sides bulged and the contents truly jingled like gold. "If it's not gold, what is it?" asked an old man eagerly. "I do not know," said Claus. "Many years ago, a traveler stayed the night in my father's house. He left the purse and said he would return for it some day. He made my father promise never to open it. My father kept his promise. When he died, he made me promise the same thing, and the purse has been forgotten all these years." "Open it!" cried the villagers. "Surely such a promise was not meant to stand forever." "For me it was," said Claus stubbornly. The village elders spoke up slyly and said, "But Claus, we didn't make any such promise. Surely I can open the purse for just one peek." "Yes, why not?" cried everyone, moving closer. "Yes, yes," chorused the children, "just a peek." And suddenly the elder leaned over the purse and opened the clasp. There was a hiss and a screech. The lamp sputtered. A strange warm breeze blew through the house. The villagers stumbled back against the walls, and Claus cried out, "Mercy me, what have you done?" That's all for today. This podcast has been brought to you by the elves in Santa's letter office, who remind you that the deadline to ask Santa to write a letter to your children is December 12th. Adult elves wishing to request letters may do so online at writtenbysanta.webs.com. That's writtenbysanta.webs.com. Please tune in next time for Chapter 2. This is Elf Stacy wishing you a good day, North Pole.